Vincent Geloso now. He's an economist at the Montreal Economic Institute. Vincent.
Good day. How are you?
Hey, thanks for coming on. Do you think that if there is a strike come Friday, what do you think most Canadians would think about that? Would this be a very bitter, prolonged strike? Or do you think most Canadians are thinking like, to heck with these guys? Do they have any sympathy for the workers on strike, do you think?
I think Canadians will not have any sympathy for the postal monopoly that is Canada Post. I don't think they care very much about the conflict right now. I think what they care about is the fact that postal rates are set to increase by 2014, and that the huge challenges Canada Post is facing with regards to its productivity, with regards to technological catching up, and towards the fact that the mail volume per Canadian is declining, that as a monopoly, Canada Post is shifting costs onto them as consumers, and that they're not getting their money's worth compared to countries like Germany, Austria, the Netherlands, Sweden, New Zealand, and all the European countries who have allowed competition in the market and even privatized, in certain cases, their postal operators.
Okay. Do you think we should do that here?
Yes, I believe Canadian consumers would gain, as German, Austrians, and Dutch consumers have gained from opening up the market to competition and selling private operators to private public operators to public to private investors.
Well, if I want to mail a letter privately, I mean, I can do that through a courier service right now, right?
Yes.
But you're talking about what? Breaking up Canada Post and actually selling parts of it to the private sector?
First of all, you can send a letter with a private carrier only if it's three times the price of a stamp,
right?
Or if it's above 500 grams. Everything else below that line is a monopoly of Canada Post. In the European Union, by 2013, every postal monopoly is set to be abolished. And where it has been where postal monopolies have already been abolished and competition has been allowed to come in for what we've called snail mail, prices have dropped, and it's even more consistent in countries that have also privatized their postal operators through many different policies. And one that we could do for Canada Post, for example, could be to sell shares in Canada Post to the workers of Canada Post so that they could solve the productivity problem, because every gain they would make in more productivity would mean more profits and hence more dividends for them.
Okay, Vincent, here's what we'll do. We're going to take a break and come back with more with Vincent Geloso from the Montreal Economic Institute. All right, welcome back to the show. Talking about a looming postal strike. Could happen this Friday. 1 minute before midnight, Thursday night. That's the strike deadline. My guest is Vincent Geloso. Let's see what you think about Canada Post and this strike and whether we should privatize Canada Post. Let's speak to Brian. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I hear this all the time, privatize this, privatize that, and it seems like a good answer. But often when you look past the simplicity of that position and start looking at the complexity, you see that it's not so easy. The comparisons made by Mr. Geloso about countries through Europe are so vastly different than here. I used to be a courier for a private company, and the deal is this. All those companies would love to get their hooks into the meaty parts of Canada Post. So they would love to be delivering to Vancouver, you know, Edmonton, Montreal, Calgary, all the urban centers. And if they were allowed to just do that, I'm sure that rates certainly would fall in those areas. But what it would also mean, though, is the rates for the non-urban areas would go through the roof, so that if I wanted to send a letter right now, say, to Tuktoyaktuk, which I can do for 57 cents or whatever, that would start to cost dollars, not cents. So in order to be fair across Canada and not just consider the urban-centric Canadian, I think we have to say no to privatization for that reason alone.
Okay, Vincent, how do you respond to that?
Well, the answer is very simple. He's raised a very good point. But let's remember two things. The vast majority of Canadians do live along the U.S. border, and they would all benefit most likely, as in Germany, Austria, and the Netherlands, and even New Zealand, from price drops. But if we really want to help people in the north, we have to ask ourselves one question. Why prevent competition for the vast majority of Canadians rather than simply to compensate financially those living in the northern regions? Right now, we have the northern resident tax deduction. It could be made more generous for people living in the north, rather than preventing all Canadians from having the benefits of competition and making prices higher for the vast majority of Canadians.
So they should pay a few people. They should pay more for the mail then. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. But there can be ways of compensating them and having the same results as we're having right now at a cheaper cost. And because we would have competition, the vast majority of Canadian businesses and consumers would gain a lot.
Okay.
Charities located in big cities, it would be cheaper for them to send mail. Businesses, mail order businesses, would have an easier time. Publishing houses, magazines, businesses sending you your phone bills, your cable bills, everything would go cheaper.
Okay, let's go to Alex on the open line. Hi.
Very good point. Actually, I disagree with Vincent that mail postal service in the next 10 years is going to be a supporting service for the internet. Nobody will receive bills. The only time you will receive something by mail is when you buy a good over the internet. So I think Canada Post needs to realize that they need to dramatically change or there will be problems. And I'm all for privatization. And I think, you know, ICBC, BC Ferries, we can name a few. But the fact is, what Brian mentioned, the previous caller, is we have a problem, and that is that we are being gathered in the cities, and the rural communities are being destroyed. And that's a principle that applies everywhere, and we need to change that.
The comparison to BC Ferries is an interesting one, because look what's happened since the government sort of quasi-privatized BC Ferries. A lot of these smaller, unprofitable routes on, the Gulf Islands, those people have just been ripped to shreds with escalating fare hikes for BC Ferries. I mean, it's just hammering the economy, the real estate market, and the way of life on those islands. Let's talk to Jazz on the open line. Hi.
Hi there.
Yeah.
My biggest problem is with Canada Post is, like, if you have a letter that includes delivered to your house, you're supposed to get it to your house, but not to your neighbor's house. When you want to complain to somewhere like a big institute like this, all you get is another person on the other side saying, here's your file number, so be it. That's it. They're not going to do about it. At least with the privatization, somebody will be accountable, and there will be more other businesses out there will want my business.
Okay, what do you think about, okay, customer service at Canada Post? Vincent?
Yes, there's one thing we have to remember. First and foremost, I'd like to answer your previous caller.
Yeah.
Postal companies will deliver mail to all regions of the country as long as they can adapt their prices and frequency of service to reflect their greater costs. And then we can financially compensate those directly affected. Second of all, monopolies as Canada Post for snail mail have a tendency, because they're not accountable to consumers, because consumers are trapped with it, they will shift costs onto them. It's happening right now. Postal rates are set to increase by 65 cents by 2014. And in the past, Canada Post has done so to balance its book.
Okay, let's go to Terry. Running out of
competition.
Yeah.
Prices drop.
Running out of time. Terry. Okay, Terry is gone. 65 cents to mail a letter. I mean, that'll be the new postal rate. I mean, that's pretty cheap, though, isn't it?
Well,
I mean, 65 cents to get a letter from one end of the country to the other. Isn't that a fairly reasonable deal?
Well, prices are going up in Canada, and elsewhere, they're going down. So okay. We're not being served.
Interesting idea, Vincent. Thanks for coming on.